AircheckDownloads.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Desperate and Dateless with Rick Shaw.
Here we go, it is Desperate and Dateless, a very special Christmas edition of Desperate and Dateless. Well, it's exactly a month to today, isn't it? 25th of November today. What's the 25th of December? Christmas Day. And I don't think we'll be doing this show again before Christmas, so we could call it a Christmas edition.
Probably.
First of all, I don't think I've pressed the right buttons there, have we? Hold on. Press that and pop that. Right. Okay, we're ready. First of all, Neil.
Hello.
Okay, now, did I promise you some babes tonight?
Yes.
Well, I didn't, actually. First of all, hello, Louise.
Hello.
Is that Louise or Louisa?
Louisa.
Louisa, welcome to the show. Round of applause for Louisa for being there. Thanks for being there. We need two more contestants, please. Come on, 0151-4720-967. If you want to go with Neil, sounds like an eligible sort of bachelor to me. Neil, just speak in your sexiest voice for us, just so they can phone in. Go on.
Hi, does anybody want to call?
I was hoping for a male voice.
Julian Clary impression of speciality,
Now do it properly.
Hi, does anybody want to call? Come on, I need a date tonight.
Why have you suddenly created an American accent for yourself?
Hi.
People do that, don't they, when they come on the radio and say America. All the lines have gone now. All the lines have gone. Neil, hold it there. Louisa, hold it there.
Okay.
I'll speak to you in just a mo. Radio City.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Jane.
Okay, Jane, you are contestant number one. Say hi to Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Jane.
Okay. Jane, you sound really nice to me.
She does, doesn't she?
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 19.
19. Oh. And how come you haven't got a fella?
I don't know, really.
She probably has.
Knowing your luck, Neil, she probably has got a fella. She's just not telling you. Now, tell us the truth, Jane, you haven't got a fella, have you?
No.
Okay, so what was it that made you call in this evening?
I don't know, I just heard Neil and I just thought, so I've got a phone
up. And he sounds nice.
He sounds lovely.
Are you into clubs and cinemas and computers and things like that?
I am.
You are?
I am. Not computers, really. But clubs and stuff.
Okay, right, well, Neil.
Yeah?
Have you got your questions?
I'm useless at getting presents. What would you like to find in your stocking to unwrap on Christmas morning?
Right, did you hear that, Jane?
Yeah,
listening to him.
I'd like a nice pair of silky black suspenders. Off Neil,
though. Not off us?
No.
Right, so you're into stockings and suspenders.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make a note of that. If he doesn't pick you tonight, you don't go anywhere, because we'll speak to you afterwards. Thanks, Jane. You stay there. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, it's looking promising, isn't it?
Hey.
It's looking very promising with Jane there. Right, let's go to two. This is Louisa. Hi, Louisa.
Hello.
By the way, you've become contestant number two, just in case someone else calls later.
Okay,
okay, so say hi to Neil.
Hello, Neil.
Hi, Louisa.
Okay, so you like the side of Neil, do you, Louisa?
Oh, yeah.
Go on then, Neil. Hit her with it.
Okay. I'm useless at getting presents. What would you like to find in your stocking on Christmas morning?
A nice body paint.
Nice. Oh, so that's you into body painting.
Yeah.
Oh, they sound quite hot, don't they?
Oh,
okay, back over to Jane. Hello, Jane, hello.
I'm here.
Okay, so, Neil has asked you one question. I think he wants to ask you another one now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I take both of them now?
No, it's a simple answer to that. He does a little swine. ask you the question.
All right. Everyone criticises my driving. They say I go too fast, I'm a lunatic, whatever. What bad habits have you got?
Here we go.
Me?
Yes, what bad habits have you got, Jane?
What bad habits have I got?
Apart from phoning at radio stations and trying to pull fellas.
That must be the worst one, really. I know, anyway.
Do you pick your nose or anything?
No, I don't.
No, do you bite your nails?
No. I think it must be the way...
Okay, well, thanks, Jane. We haven't got all night. Let's go back over to Louisa.
Hello.
Have you got any annoying habits?
What bad habits do I have?
None, really.
None whatsoever, so you're both perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so you don't pick your nose at all or anything?
I will pick my nose, but not in front of people now.
Okay, pick up. I'll have to make a note of that, you know, because I don't believe you're perfect.
Probably snoring in my sleep, something
oh,
like that.
Like,
or lighting a cigarette up just after, you know.
Smokes.
You know.
So you're a smoker?
Yeah.
And you pick your nose and you snore?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure you're a female?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
All right, stay there, Louisa. Now then, we've got Jane on one and Louise on two. Jane doesn't have any bad habits at all, apparently.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I thought of a worst habit.
Oh, go on then.
It's when I get in of the bath, I always have loads and loads of bubbles in my bath because I like bubbly baths, and I make the bubbles go all over everywhere, and everyone hates the way I do that.
Mm. Especially your mum when she has to clean it up afterwards.
Exactly.
I suppose. So, that's not really a bad habit, Jane, really, to be honest.
No, well, everyone hates it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, can we move on then? Neil, can we have a third question, please, for Jane?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Everyone says I've got no fashion sense, and Kelvina will grouch for that from Saturday. What would you like to see me wearing? How would you convince me to be fashionable?
Yeah, go on, Jane.
Right. I'd dress them in a nice pair of Calvin Klein boxies, a pair of Armani pants, and a nice check shirt.
Right.
Thank you.
So we'd look nice and sexy, and then I'd probably have to take the shirt and pants off them after I'd seen them dressed like that.
Oh, really? After the first date, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I wouldn't like him dressed too long for that. As long as he has a nice body to go in it, like.
Have you got a nice body, Neil? Neil!
Well,
Kelvin,
has it?
No. Do you two know each other?
Intimately, yes.
How comes? How come you know Kelvino, Neil?
I came into Radio City on Saturday and we just started talking, that's how we knew about what had happened.
Oh, well, that's how we got the idea to bring you on Desperate and Dateless again, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's right, okay, hold on a minute, let's go back over to Louisa, hello.
Hello.
Okay, go on then, what should he wear?
Put the words right out my mouth, that's what I like on a man.
What's
you know, like Armani jeans and Armani shirts and everything, that's just exactly how I like it.
Okay.
So she took the words out my mouth.
Okay, she's going to say exactly the same as Joe.
Yeah.
So she hasn't got an answer, really.
Yeah,
no, it's the same.
No, okay, so CK boxes.
Not CK boxes, Armani boxes.
Oh, okay, Armani boxes, alright.
Armani jeans and a nice Armani shirt.
And an Armani shirt. Well, she said a nice check shirt.
Or a suit. A nice suit.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Right, now, Jane, you've asked... She's Neil's asked you all three questions, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Now, Neil, do you want to know what Jane looks like or not?
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, I've got this picture now of Jane.
Yes, all right.
You know, Jane, tell me if I'm right or wrong, all right? I think you sound blonde. I think you're quite tall. I think you're a bit of a man-eater. Is that true or false? She's going to tell me she looks like
a rock band.
Go on, eh?
Are you psychic?
Is that right?
It's right.
Well, there you go, you see. Thank
what colour eyes?
What colour eyes?
Yeah.
I think you've got green eyes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Seriously, you're really right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I have got a degree in psychology, you know.
You're kidding.
I know.
Oh, what are you doing on the radio?
Good question. But anyway, Neil.
Yeah.
I think I've just described her for you, and she says I was correct. So you're quite tall. How tall exactly, Jane?
I'm 5'7".
5'7". And
so with my shoes on, I'm a bit taller.
Well, obviously, most people are when you're wearing shoes on. Green eyes and your what colour hair have you got again?
Blonde.
Right. Sounds quite nice. Do you like anyone famous, by the way?
Do I look like anyone famous?
Yeah.
Not really, actually. I look like my mum.
Is her mum famous?
No.
She's famous to me. Aren't I sweet?
Thanks, Jane. Right, over to Louisa.
Hello.
Okay, go on then, describe yourself to us.
I've got blue eyes, I've got black hair, and it's straight. So 5'8" as well.
Okay, and do you look like anyone famous?
No, not really.
No?
No.
So how come you haven't got a fella then? Because you sound quite nice, don't she?
Because I'm not bothered with them, the divvies. Sorry.
Neil, it's bad news. You think you're a divvy.
No, I'm not saying Neil's a divvy, but most men are.
Well, all men are the same, aren't they?
No, not all.
They're all swines,
no,
aren't they?
The majority of them.
Anyway, Neil.
Yeah?
You got loads of information there on both Jane and Louisa. Do you want to ask them anything else, or shall we remind you of the fine details of...
How old is Louisa?
Louisa, how old are you?
21.
Okay, so quite young. Just so you're younger than me, Louisa. Sorry, Neil, I'm trying to nudge you.
Yeah, all right then.
Okay, well, should we close it there then?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear your reminder, Neil?
Go on then.
Okay, here we go. You want to go for Jane? She's contestant number one. She's into stockings and suspenders. She's 19. She's got no bad habits. She wants you to wear a check shirt, CK boxes. She's tall, 5'7", green eyes, blonde hair, and she looks like her mum. Louise is contestant number two. She's 21. She likes body painting. She picks her nose. She snores. Sounds like a lovely sort of girl. Blue eyes, black hair. It's straight. She's 5'8", and she wants to go out with you. So, should we have a bit of a drum roll? Applause a bit premature there, Ditch. Is the drum roll. It's time for you to give a decision. Is it going to be Jane number one or Louisa number two?
Jane.
You're going for Jane! Jane!
Yeah?
It's you! Well done, Jane. He's picked you for better or for worse. I hope it's for the better. Now, what do we do in a situation like this? Because we haven't done Desperate Dateless for a while, so I think our contract with Pizzaland is up, so we'll send you off to McDonald's.
Okay.
How does that sound?
That's brilliant.
We'll let you have a Big Mac together and a milkshake.
We have a donut as well.
A donut, and you can eat your food while somebody from McDonald's tries to sweep under your feet with a brush.
That's great.
Which is what they normally do when you go and eat McDonald's. So, well done, Neil and Jane. Congratulations. Nice one. Desperate and Dateless on Radio City 96.7, the very festive Christmas edition of it. And who knows when it will return. Your guess is as good as mine. But thank you very much to our contestants, Neil, Jane and Louisa. Thank you very much to our chaps in the studio. Hey, nice one.
Here's a radio message.
Aircheckdownloads.com.